It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Wow, it is safe to say that Martin Luther King Jr. is not who we thought he was. A newly declassified FBI file on the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. claims the civil rights leader had a possible love child and once had sex with folk singer Joan Baez. The report was included in the latest document dump of files related to the John F. Kennedy assassination that says, a responsible Los Angeles individual informed an agent that King had an affair with the wife of a prominent black dentist and may have fathered a baby girl. The person also accused MLK of having affairs with three other women, including Baez. The report also claims that King liked orgies, and they even took place at workshops where he was supposed to be training ministers in urban leadership.
Dang, getting down.
I have a dream.
Yeah.
I still think he's a good dude. I'm not going to, like, I don't want to make, I don't know. That guy's a good guy. Like,
allegedly, right?
Yeah,
allegedly.
I mean, the dude's
no,
dead.
this is, I'm reading you what the FBI file says. So it's not like allegedly there is an FBI file. I'm saying the FBI file says this.
Yeah, whoa. But were they there recording the orgies? Were they there in the background?
You just, there's like way more information.
Oh. Yes!
They were don't they have recordings there? Of it, I don't think, but like, there were multiple people that confirmed it, but you can read all about it. I was reading it this weekend and my mind was blown.
So are you disappointed in MLK?
I mean, of course. It's not like he was a murderer or something like that. I mean, everyone obviously, like, you know, people have their own things in the bedroom that they like. It's just disappointing, especially, I would say, that he, you know, cheated on his wife and all that stuff, supposedly. Like, if that is true.
None of that surprises me, though, Alex. Like, presidents, I mean, geez, the president got a... in the office, like, anything happens when you're big and political. I'm not saying it's right, it's disappointing, but I'm not, like, are you surprised?
Yes.
I'm not.
I'm shocked.
By anybody, not to his character. I still think he did a lot more good than bad, but...
Condolences to Jimmy Fallon, host of The Tonight Show. His mother died on Saturday. She was 68 years old. Jimmy's spokeswoman said that Gloria Fallon died at a New York City hospital with her son and other family by her side. Jimmy said that he had lost his biggest fan. New tapings for The Tonight Show have been canceled this week. Tom Hanks took a break from promoting his book in Austin, Texas, and helped a man in the crowd propose to his girlfriend. During a question and answer session at the Texas Book Festival about his new book, Uncommon Type, Some Stories, Hanks told the crowd that he was bored of answering their questions and wanted to ask one of his own. He then took out a piece of paper and announced that there was a man in the crowd who had a question for a woman in the crowd. The couple went on stage where the man got on one knee and presented his then-girlfriend with a ring. She said yes, of course, after Hanks hugged the couple and gave them his best wishes.
Will you marry me? I'd make a good husband, Jenny.
Jenny!
Actress Uma Thurman was asked about the Harvey Weinstein sex scandal. Thurman worked with Weinstein 7 times. She explained why she's taken her time to make a statement, telling the show, "I've been waiting to feel less angry." Celebrities were spotted taking part in the New York City Marathon yesterday. Some of the celebs who ran the race included Kevin Hart, Karlie Kloss, and ex-Giants running back Tiki Barber. A rep from the marathon says that Kevin Hart clocked in at 4 hours and 5 minutes. Karlie Kloss finished at 4 hours and 41 minutes. The winner of the marathon turned out to be Shalane Flanagan, the first American woman in 40 years to win the race. She came in at just under 2 hours and 27 minutes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, really cool.
Take that, Kenya.
Instead of having a big bash for his 48th birthday, Matthew McConaughey helped deliver 4,500 turkeys to the people in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky on Saturday.
Did you hear what he said?
What?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
The turkeys were donated by Butterball as part of its Wild Turkey initiative. McConaughey is a spokesperson for the bourbon brand and often does charity work with his Just Keep Living Foundation.
He brought them in his Buick, didn't he? Sometimes you just gotta bring your turkeys and drop them off to people that are hungry.
Another random piece of bourbon drama. Mila Kunis is getting picketed and people are saying that they are protesting her and Jim Beam because she talked about how she's donating monthly to Planned Parenthood.
Oh, that was funny because she says she disagrees with Mike Pence and she's like, so every what month she does like an honorable like donation or something?
In his name. So he gets a thank you note sent to him. Thank you, Mike Pence, for donating to Planned Parenthood. So a lot of people are not drinking Jim Beam now, they're saying. In a recent interview with Rolling Stone for its November issue, Diplo said Taylor Swift is no longer relevant with today's youth and only is because of how she markets herself. The producers said music is in the hands of the kids. Streaming is literally what kids want to listen to over and over again. They want to listen to Rockstar and Bodak Yellow. They don't want to listen to Look What You Made Me Do. That music doesn't relate to them at all. I don't think it ever did. They were only given that by radio and marketing budgets. I'm impressed with Post Malone. I can relate to him more than Taylor Swift. Newsflash, Diplo isn't a millennial girl. So he has no idea what female young girls want to listen to.
Were you a Swiftie this weekend, like attacking him? Like, shut up,
yes,
Diplo!
I was. Actually, I have a tweet on my Twitter right now that's like gone viral. I've got like over like 1,000 favorite. It might be my biggest like booming tweet of all.
Did it say?
I said,
"Dear Diplo, you're a dummy."
Dear Diplo.
Dear Diplo.
Because it softens the blow when you put dear.
No, I said, it's pinned to my Twitter, at YoAlexRaps with a Z. I said, Look What You Made Me Do was the number one sold song, number one stream, number one pop radio, number one on iTunes worldwide. Had the most music video views in 24 hours, etc. But yeah, no one likes it. And Joseph Kahn retweeted it, who is the director of like all of Taylor Swift's big music videos, and Perez Hilton retweeted it twice. So it's gotten a lot of traction.
Did Perez Hilton realize he didn't retweet it once?
He retweeted on his personal and his blog Twitter.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'm feeling a little bit Twitter famous this morning, so like get your autograph while you can.
Jeez. Are you doing any follow backs right now if I follow you?
I will not do a follow back.
Ain't no follow back, girl. Ain't no follow back.
All right. Cool.
That is the garbage.